And here we go.
If anyone can hear me, this is a call for help. My name is Alex Danny and I'm shipwrecked by myself. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping you could ease my strife. Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? I set sail from Hawaii to seek my wealth and fame. Oh man, I set a course for Hollywood but got lost on the way. I landed in a place where talking animals are rife. Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life?
Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my emergency broadcast from an island of talking animals where I've been shipwrecked. And, man, we had an exciting week. We've been building the island's first art museum. And that's really cool. Like, that was something that I got to be a part of the development of. And I've also started doing some rudimentary paintings and stuff myself. My buddy Remy has been a great subject. He's been working a little bit on some sculpture. What some may not know, if anyone's listening, we don't have a lot of mirrors on the island, but we do have what we call water mirrors, which is just like a puddle. And so he'll position himself by a water mirror on the ground, and then he has a big bunch of that clay that Ellie, the elephant, found for him. And man, we're getting some cool stuff to start filling up that museum. So that's exciting. Meanwhile, though, as fun as it has been getting this museum together, I would still love to be rescued from this island. Hopefully, once that happens, I can come back and visit the museum. Maybe I could even bring some more works of art, but
hello. Yeah, how late is your kitchen open?
Oh, sorry. I think you may have me confused with someone else. I'm Alex Denny. I'm doing an emergency broadcast from an island of talking animals.
Oh, well, what?
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
This is Sean.
Oh, hi, Sean.
Sean Cowig. I'm in 1102.
1102. Are you in a hotel?
Yeah, I picked up the phone in my hotel room to try to call room service to see if I could still order something.
Oh man, I'm sorry. You didn't get room service. You got my broadcast. That's weird, huh?
Are you doing a bit?
I'm
because it's funny.
I'm not doing a bit. This is really happening. I promise you.
You're not the guy downstairs at the concierge desk.
No, I'm not the guy downstairs at the concierge desk. Wow. I'm the guy on the island in the middle of somewhere.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Full of talking sentient animals.
Hold on, I'm gonna put you on speakerphone.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Is there anyone else in the room or is it just
No, it's just me. We get our own rooms.
Oh, nice. If I may ask, what part of the world are you coming from?
Oh, I'm at the Hilton in downtown Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that where you live?
No, I live in California. I live in Los Angeles.
Cool.
And I'm out here in Tampa for the Florida State Thespian Festival.
The Thespian Festival.
Yes, it's a large high school theater arts festival. I come to it every year and I teach improv workshops to hundreds of high school students.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's awesome.
You're an improviser.
I'm an improviser. I'm an actor. And yeah, I back in LA, I work in the industry. Mm-hmm. And then this is a kind of cool side gig that I ended up getting because a friend of mine, his sister, is the theater director of the state of Florida.
The theater director for the whole state of Florida. Yeah.
She sets up the Thespian Festival. She is in charge of this large, crazy theater arts festival.
Okay, so you're not from Florida.
I am not from Florida. I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's this Florida part of my life is totally random and awesome, and I've done this for a good 5 years in a row.
Nice. How do you like Florida itself? I've been once when I was growing up. I turned 18 at Disney World.
Yeah.
My sisters were dancing there. Or one of my sisters was anyway.
Yeah.
And so that was my only time I've ever been to Florida, only time I've ever been to a Disney park. But it was nice. I'm from Virginia Beach myself.
On. Okay. Florida's interesting. Tampa's really one of the only parts of Florida I've been to consistently.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Alex? You're coming through the phone in my hotel room. Let's have an interesting conversation.
Yeah, let's just open up. I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't ask up front.
Right.
Do you happen to have any connections that might be able to rescue me from this
island?
Like, you've got your connection with the sister.
Right.
Like, he runs the thespian festival. Maybe.
Right. Maybe we're going to... I can look into that. Okay. I mean, especially what part of... the world are you islanded on?
You know, it's unclear.
Yeah.
I should probably be somewhere in the Pacific, but
right.
I don't know. I mean, I could have gotten way off course in the storm that shipwrecked me here.
So true. Right. I mean, I don't think you're all the way down in Tampa Bay. That would be crazy. That would have been a long way to travel to get all the way from the Pacific somehow into the Atlantic. You would have had to go through the Panama Canal.
That would be something.
That would
maybe
have been
around
something.
The Cape of Good Hope, which is
all the way
under
around
South America.
Oh my! Like
maybe.
You would have probably known. I mean,
maybe.
You would have been just traveling.
Well, I did pass out during the storm, and I woke up on the island. So I don't know.
You know what?
You know, maybe I was out for a long time traveling around the Cape of Good Hope.
Okay, let's not mince words.
let's not.
To think about a person, well, like, did you have food when you're in the wreck? Because, like, I gotta think that would have taken a long time to get all the way down underneath South America, all the way over and back up to end up on an island somewhere in Tampa Bay.
You make a good point. And I will admit that I had no business sailing. It was a bad idea. I should have flown.
Yeah.
I would probably be in Hollywood right now where I was trying to get to. I probably would have been there, for these past, 7.5 years rather than shipwrecked on this island when I moved, tried to leave Hawaii.
Right. Well, live and learn.
Live and learn. You know, you end up on a magical island of talking to animals, and you live and you learn.
So we were about to start talking. Had to have an honest conversation about my time in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
My time coming to Tampa has been remarkably different from the years that I came here when I was drinking alcohol, and the years that I come here now not drinking alcohol.
Okay.
Two completely different experiences.
Yeah, I bet. You don't drink now?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Yeah, because Florida is known for being a bit of a interesting place.
Yes. And specific to Tampa, there's... because the University of Tampa is close. So there's a downtown strip of clubs that are full of young people. And then there's also Ybor Village, which is another strip for tourists. And it's crazy.
I haven't even heard of this before.
Yeah, Ybor Village, spelled with like an I-Y.
Ybor.
I-Y-B-O-R.
You happen to know the origin of that name?
Is that
dude's name?
Man.
Is that an animal type or something?
Like some kind of, I don't know, colonizing Frenchish something going on. I'm not entirely sure, right?
Okay. I can believe that.
But one time, a buddy... and I, out for this festival, were in Ybor Village, and we were playing a game of Jenga, but like the big stand-up Jenga, like in the middle of a bar, right? So like the big blocks. And as we're playing this epic game of Jenga, we all of a sudden realized that we were surrounded by maybe 15 to 20 tourists that were all now watching this game and taking pictures of us.
Yeah.
And it was pretty spectacular. It was a spectacular time.
Did you win the game of Jenga?
I'm pretty sure I lost the game of Jenga. And then I was like, I quit drinking. No, that
well, you live and learn.
Yeah, you do. You live and learn. You live and learn.
And I haven't lost a game of Jenga since. Quit drinking.
Now I'm good at Jenga. But now, coming, it's a lot more business in the best of ways. Mm-hmm. Because I also don't spend everything I'm making teaching workshops immediately in Ybor Village.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you say you're an improviser.
Yes.
You live in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Other than this festival, which sounds great, what other kind of improvising work are you? Would you call yourself an actor?
Yeah. I would call myself an actor... first. That was always the end game. That was always the goal. That's what I went to college for. It's what I started doing in high school. That's the dream. But I think, I don't know, I came up at an interesting time where, you know, the first way I learned how to edit in high school was VHS tape to VHS tape. And then the first way,
right? Yeah.
I learned how to develop pictures and photography.
Oh, cool.
And then I moved to Los Angeles and like the entire thing changed. Mm. So as soon as the world of content started expanding, we ended up in a world where it was like more create your own content, create your own content. Mm-hmm. That's when I started becoming a producer and a director and a writer.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, let me in.
Oh,
I'm standing out come here on. For God's sakes.
No, please, what? Come on in. Come
all
on
right.
in.
Hey, listen. I need a leaf. That you took my leaf.
Oh,
you took my leaf.
I'm so
and
sorry.
I'm gonna need that back. You said I'll bring it right over, and you didn't.
Oh, you're right. I totally forgot.
Can I grab that, please?
Oh, let me just get it for you. Here you go.
Thank you. Goodness gracious.
Oh, here's your leaf.
Oh, note to self. Don't ever lend something to Alex again.
Oh no. I'm so sorry. I can be so absent-minded.
Yeah,
Michelle.
What?
Miss? No, I was saying your name to acknowledge you as yourself, which is that I'm so sorry, Michelle. That
what?
I'm doing my emergency broadcast right now.
I should have done an emergency broadcast to let everybody know to never lend you anything.
Oh man, you could have just done a big ah woo and really ruined my name. Sorry. Sean.
Hi.
on the island, we don't have a lot of, you know, the social media and stuff that they have out there. A lot of communication. You just do an ah woo. All the news goes in the ah woo's paper.
Oh.
And to introduce you too. This is Sean. He's a human right now in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And here we have Miss Shell. She's a Lightfoot crab.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a Lightfoot on your nose next time you don't give
oh,
me
no.
something.
Oh.
Sean, it's nice to, I guess, you know, I use the word nice lightly.
Sure.
I don't know how nice it is to talk to you yet, because I don't know you, and I don't trust you yet.
Okay, well, I'll work on that, Michelle.
What?
I'll work on that, Michelle.
What?
I'll work on that, Michelle.
What?
Okay.
Pete and Repeat were in a rowboat.
All right, listen.
Pete fell out. Who was left?
You two sound like a bunch of a-holes. Now, listen. Hey, Sean. Let me ask you a question, Sean.
Yeah.
Have you ever in your life given someone, lended someone something of yours and they don't give it back?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it hurts.
It does. It hurts. It does hurt. Yeah.
It hurts.
It breaks your trust.
Yes, it does.
It makes it hard for you to trust again. I get that.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And, well, here's the thing, Michelle. Did Alex take your leaf?
Alex borrowed my leaf.
He borrowed your leaf.
And I let him.
Yeah.
With the understanding that.
Yeah.
That he didn't know that when you give someone something.
Oh, man.
You give it back.
Sure.
I wasn't giving it to him. I lended it.
Yeah.
Is everything okay over here?
Hi, Ellie.
Oh,
hi.
Ellie. Oh, for God's sakes. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hey, girl.
Sean, this is Ellie. This is Ellie Fant. She's an elephant.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
okay.
Hi, Sean.
Yeah, that's me.
Sean,
Sean
the human.
Yeah.
Hi, Sean. I'm Ellie. I'm so sorry. I just heard my girl, Miss Shell.
What?
She sounded like she was in distress. Girl, what's up? Are you okay? You sound like you were crying, and I love you so much. So.
Oh, Ellie, you're full of it.
What?
Ellie, you know you're my favorite. But listen, right now I'm not in the mood to be pampered or flattered.
You are so honest and so real and so beautiful. And I just want you, I mean, I'm just stating facts. You are an absolute dream. And I'm super not trying to pamper you. I just want you to know
Ellie, you know, I saw you. I saw you this morning doing your yoga stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I need that nonsense to stop. Doing it in front of my hole. Yoga.
I am so sorry if I've been invading your space. I value you so much as a friend, and I'm trying to be really holistic and just trying to really center myself.
Well, Sean's been hurt by friends before, And so have I. So Sean and I have that in common.
Sean?
Okay, but seriously, though, this isn't the staff of the Hilton downtown Tampa doing it. This is not,
no, Sean,
you're not messing with
me. No, Sean, I can promise you, you're really talking to an elephant and a crab and a guy.
Because I gotta say, it would be a good bit.
You know, I don't think you could make this up, Sean. I don't think that that a group of people could just sit in a room in front of some microphones and make all of this up. This is really happening.
Yeah, no, I've also questioned my reality. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, you know, I'm just really self-aware. But no, for sure, I'm an elephant. Uh-huh. I'm like a normal sized elephant.
And she's big. She's a bigger elephant.
Stop. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
You're welcome. But I gotta tell you, the earth shakes.
Yeah.
No.
When you walk by my hole, sure.
Thank you so much.
My pits are like,
your pants?
My fans, yes.
I have to say, she looks so cute in jeans. Yep. She's got like six legs. She fits in each and every one of them. I'm like, damn, sis.
They're these really cool, small, custom crab jeans. Uh-huh.
They have little flowers etched on the jean, on the butt.
They've been etched
did you make those yourself with some jeans that came ashore?
Ellie helped me with those.
See, she gave them to you and didn't even ask for them back, huh?
Well, I was tramping along seeing what all you yuckamucks were doing with that museum, as you call it. And I was walking by, and then I decided to get myself some new jeans. I like to look nice and proper.
You do. You look great.
Well, thank you. You know what would make me look even more nice? My leaf!
You've got it. You've got it, and I'm... yes, well, Ellie.
Have you given her leaf back?
I gave her leaf back. It's right there next to her.
She's been hounding me about it. She keeps asking
me. She has. You know, this has been a problem I've been dealing with my whole life. I'm just, like, absent-minded, and I procrastinate, and I, you know, you make a list of to-do things, and it's, like, on my to-do list, right there, return Miss Shell's leaf. What? And it just, you know, other things, I let other things get in front of it that seem more important, and then it just meant that it was so long after I was supposed to return that
leaf. Well, I hope you learned a lesson. I'm going to give you one more lesson.
Please.
You can't ever borrow anything from me again.
No. Well, that's only
Sean,
fair.
Sean, I'm so sorry you got in the middle
of that's
this.
Okay. I mean, there must not be a lot of leaves on the island.
Oh, Sean, you sound like a very nice, smart man.
Uh-huh.
It's
a special leaf.
It's her leaf.
My leaf.
You know what I mean?
Got it. Sure. Well, you know, if it's your leaf, I can understand, you know, feeling specifically towards it.
Well, I worked hard for that leaf. Mm-hmm. You know, when you work, mm-hmm. when you work hard for things, you take care of them. You're proud of them.
Yeah.
And this is exactly why I don't give things willy-nilly or let people borrow them, because I said, well, I'll let you do this if you bring it back. Hmm. Lo and behold, I have to trample up here and get my own leaf back.
I'm so sorry.
I worked hard for that leaf.
Sorry, sis.
It's okay, Ellie. Thank you, my true friend.
How can I make it up to you, Michelle?
What?
How can I make it up to you?
You know, I'm sorry, if I can be honest for a minute, because it feels appropriate. I'm out here in Florida to teach workshops to these high school kids who are thirsty for knowledge, to give them a little piece of my spirit, you know, of my soul, of my love of improv.
For sure.
And I don't ask for it back. So sometimes true friends give other people things.
Sean, tread lightly. Sean, tread very lightly.
I'm going to have to... ask you to say that again. Say what you're saying. Say that baloney stuff again. Because you're the master of your soul. I'm going to tell you what I'm the master of. My leaf. And you can't sell me on any of this baloney poetry stuff. Yeah, I got one person telling me I'll give that to the world. You know, and then the only other human that I meet... if I gave Ellie the leaf, Ellie would be like, here's your leaf. I washed it. Yeah. I took broken care of it.
Oh, I didn't even wash it before giving it back.
I'm like, Alex.
Oh, no, man.
I,
I don't. You have to wash it. I know it's dried, but you just got to be careful.
I don't know all of the island, you know, procedures and stuff.
I think you do now.
It's a dried leaf.
It's a dried leaf. You have to be very delicate when you wash it. Very delicate.
I just didn't know all the ins and outs of leaf etiquette.
Sure. That leaf should be in a museum.
Well, I'm so happy you brought that up.
Yeah.
We have a museum.
Oh, wow.
It is inside of a bar where a lot of different paintings that have been curated by me and Remy the Red Panda. It's kind of just like a passion project of ours.
Wow.
We're really big about that. That's like such a good idea, Sean.
Yeah.
Miss.
It would require Michelle kind of giving up the leaf.
Okay, Sean, you have to tread very lightly on how you phrase things.
I'm trying to. I just feel like there's,
knows a lot about treading lightly.
What do I get back? What do I get back?
Well, think of it this way, miss.
Mm-hmm.
We take your leaf. We frame it. Mm-hmm. We forever know exactly where it is. And other people can enjoy the leaf that you ever so, graciously lend out to your fellow animals.
Yeah.
And they get to enjoy it and you get to enjoy it. Yeah. And
I can't go back to that bar because my ex is usually there.
Oh.
But it's fine. It's fine.
That's awkward.
This is one reason why we are no longer an item.
Yeah.
Because of my non-giving attitude.
Mm. Yeah.
So I suppose I can turn a new leaf.
Oh.
Give this over
to
your...
That's beautiful.
...museum that I still don't know if I trust that it's going to bring all the hippies.
Michelle, I've been reading a book lately, and it's about finding yourself and evolving. It's...
No, that's too much. Let me give the leaf. Let me start. Just by giving a leaf.
One step at a time.
It's fair.
That's right.
In my own personal evolution, I find it didn't happen all at once. It took time,
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Like that's one, right. Leg two, leg three, leg four, leg five, leg six.
Yes.
Oh, I lost you at five and six.
You only have four.
I only have four. But she doesn't.
Yeah, no.
I have a lot.
She has six.
I only have two. Well, when I stand up straight, but also sometimes I have four when I don't stand up straight.
Remy, scared the living daylights
out of
me.
Sorry, I've been here the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Remy.
Hi.
Remy, you came at just a great time.
Yeah. I had to come down because I heard that maybe we were getting the leaf.
Remy. Do not push it.
No, I think the leaf would make a great addition to the museum, and I think it would bring a lot of joy to a lot of the animals that came into the museum to see the leaf, and I think they'd really, 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 really like it, and I think that's
what
we get back.
Remy, all right. Yeah. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Is my ex there right now?
Hold on. Let me take a look. Yeah, he's here.
Oh, all right. He sounds
somebody
mad.
Somebody talking about me?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Well, that's...
Craig, this is not a good time.
That's me.
Craig
the Lobster.
Craig, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Craig, get out of here, Craig.
Craig.
Yes.
What?
Craig, I got to say, you're really stopping a lot of forward progress that was happening. I think we were getting to a really good place, and...
Craig, I'm sorry.
Miss, don't do this. Do not go back to him.
Listen, I love you. You know, I miss.
No.
Don't apologize for stuff he did.
We've worked so hard to get you over him.
Take me back, Craig.
Oh, no.
Miss.
Oh, no, Michelle.
No, Craig, seriously, you have to leave. You have
to leave. Why are you guys trying to keep me and my beautiful shell baby apart from each other?
I love you, Craig.
I love you, miss.
Craig, you are toxic.
Yeah.
You neg her constantly. You're just.
Well, just because I think she could stand to molt a little more often.
Oh, do not take this. Do not apologize and do not take this.
Okay,
that's some
you're right.
BS,
I'm
going to
be strong. Craig, yes. I deserve more.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You tell him.
I deserve more, and I'm a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your shell's tough.
Here,
yeah,
Remy's yeah, yeah. Got a high take shot. My leaf.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Take oh, what?
Oh, wow.
You're giving your leaf
away. Wow. Yes, I'm done with my past.
Wow. Yes, queen.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm going to put it in the best frame. I'm going to be the best friend,
thank
the biggest
you,
frame.
Remy.
Oh, of course, of course.
And Remy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to come into that bar and look at the museum. I've been avoiding it because Craig has always been holding
what?
Down oh,
wow.
Center Fort. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is great. This is the greatest day.
I am so proud of you.
I am free.
But, hey, good for you, Michelle.
What?
My little shell baby.
What?
Hey, get out of here, Craig.
Get out of here, Craig.
Get out of here,
you
Craig.
Heard Sean.
Yeah. You know, people eat crabs, Craig. What? So you best step off.
Okay. Sean, right. Tread lightly.
Too much?
Hey,
tread lightly. You're much? Talking to a lobster yeah. right
that's
now.
Oh, no, no.
That's certain
so,
words.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm a crab.
I'll snip at you.
I didn't have any idea that. You're right, you're right. I should get the suit.
It's not a visual medium that we're talking
I know,
on.
I know,
God, you
I know.
You see what I'm talking about? Man. These land dwellers, these
yeah,
mammals,
I understand,
they'll
Greg.
Never understand or
oh,
accept us
boy.
Crustaceans.
Also, he's racist, sis. He's super racist. He's not good for you.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
You are land and sea. You know.
Yeah.
I know. Thank you.
And here's the thing, Craig. Now that I have a clear picture, I'm from New England. I'm from Massachusetts.
Who's that?
Tread lightly.
Is that coming out of the radio?
Yeah, that's coming out of the radio, buddy. And listen, I have buddies that hunt your kind.
What?
Lobster fishermen.
Lobster fishermen.
I'll send them after you, buddy, so step off.
All no. Right?
Get out of here.
Okay.
You right. Get out of here.
All right,
you
but before I go, alone. Before I go,
uh-huh.
I want you to know
yeah.
I'm not a lobster that forgets. Lobsters live a long time.
Bring it, Craig.
And I'm telling you this, yeah. Sean. As soon as I leave this hut,
yeah.
I'm crawling out into the ocean.
Okay.
And then I'm going to keep crawling along the ocean
uh-huh.
floor.
Uh-huh.
And where are you at? Tampa Bay,
Tampa
Florida?
Tampa Bay, Florida, buddy.
Well, I'm just going to crawl in the direction of Tampa Bay, Florida. And I don't care how long it takes me to get there. I'm gonna keep crawling and crawling. And then when you least
yeah.
expect it, I'm going to snap you in the nose.
Hey,
well, let me
Alex.
Tell you something, buddy. I got a
yeah,
ramekin.
What? Ellie.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I know you've been trying to get off the island. I'm just saying, have you thought about walking across the ocean floor?
Oh.
Oh. I hadn't considered it, but that also has to do with me needing to breathe oxygen
oh,
to
right,
live.
Right, right, right,
like
right,
you,
right,
Ellie.
Right. I can swim because I can do like the, I can like put my trunk up and like get the breath out. I forgot you don't have that.
Like
sorry. My bad.
But hey, you know, good. Always looking for new and fresh ideas.
I've been reading a book.
Yeah.
It's just like,
you know. So thank you. Look, Craig, I think we'd all appreciate it if you did leave. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't go after my new friend, Sean.
It's okay. I got a ramekin of drawn butter over here with his name all over it.
I'm coming for you, Sean.
All right.
You just wait. You just better keep eyes on the back of your head, because Craig the Lobster's coming for you. I'm leaving now.
Oh, man, there he goes.
Look at him. Boy, he does have that little...
Don't
no,
fall back.
Do it, Michelle.
Oh. Your pattern.
Don't do it, Michelle. Don't.
He's adorable in those jeans.
I don't have much to say about him, but I will say you made him a very nice pair of lobster jeans.
Well, yes, I did. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could put up some of Michelle's clothing work.
Oh, my God, a fashion... A museum show.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify it from a fashion show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A fashion show in a museum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. You display the clothes.
Wait. Oh, no. I want to do a fashion show.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. We don't have to limit ourselves. I don't even know
why. Yeah, why not?
I get used to do a little ballerina back in the day. Why can't I just direct it?
You still got a move or two in you?
Well, yes. Of course I do.
She's starting to
move slowly at first, but
she's going really slow.
It's a slow motion ballet.
I'm
crab
picturing
ballet.
It in my mind, and
you know she has so many legs. You'd think it'd be faster, yeah. But it's remarkably that you know though that takes a lot
Thank
of
you.
Muscle.
It's almost hypnotic though, in how slow and deliberate the movement
Super
is.
Super deliberate.
I call that move the dance of the swan.
Oh, I see that the way you were flapping your claws. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for showing us
that. Are you
that,
crying, Remy? Are you crying?
What? No, it's me, Sean.
Oh,
yes.
I heard the crying, but I couldn't tell if it was coming from Remy sitting right next to the radio.
Yeah, they have a similar timbre.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm crying too.
Oh, they're both crying. Oh, guys, they made a connection.
I do. I feel connected to you, Remy.
Me too, Sean. You know, I think that, you know, somehow if my name wasn't Remy, maybe my name would be Sean. And I think that maybe if my name wasn't Sean, my name might be Remy. I'm so glad I'm having this fever dream in my hotel room.
I promise you, it's not a dream. It's really happening.
I know I taught a workshop earlier. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to take a nap before I do a show tonight, and this must be what's happening in the nap.
Maybe we all just exist inside Sean's dream.
Oh my gosh, I've been reading a book right now about consciousness.
Yeah.
Is it a book?
I'm pretty sure. It's, well, it was a folded piece of clothing, and on the back of the clothing it said juicy. And I've been reading that and I've just been thinking about like, what is being juicy? Are we not interior, like in our insides? Are we not juicy?
Oh, you're right. Oh, actually I didn't notice that, but that you're wearing it right now.
Very stretchy material. It's super stretchy.
Well, I'm juicy on the inside, but I got a hard exterior.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right. Queen, slay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like I try to put up a hard exterior, you know, but I'm really soft on the inside.
I feel like we decided to start off this whole interaction as an honest, open kind of conversation. Yeah. I feel like we've really gotten there today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the battery in my radio is starting to run out, so I think we need to wind this down, unfortunately, Sean. Okay. But before I go, if anyone else has been listening, is there ways they can look up what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me at Sean Cowig on all social media platforms, well, Instagram and Twitter, SEANCOWHIG. You can check out my podcast, The Way Highway, on Adobe Radio. Or wherever you download your podcasts, and check out my animated show Helden on Sci-Fi.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I remember Sci-Fi Channel from before I got to the island. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh man, cool. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us,
it's
Sean.
Been my pleasure.
And also, Ellie and Michelle
and Remy
and Remy, of course. I can never forget Remy. Let me close out with the song. It's time to go, the sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun, we made new friends. And tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. LA Alex here. How's it going, guys? Before I read the actual credits, I just wanted to say a few words. Right now, we are in the middle of the whole coronavirus thing, and I'm doing fine myself. I've been practicing social distancing. As far as I know, everyone who has been a guest on the show is also doing okay, and I really hope that you are also doing okay, that you are keeping occupied, that you're keeping sane, that everyone that you know and love is happy and healthy as well. It's been really amazing to see how, despite
the unfortunate circumstance we're in, the way that technology has enabled us to stay more connected. Just wanted to say that the podcast will be continuing, though I wouldn't be surprised if the current worldwide situation caused some changes going forward, for at least the foreseeable future. But who knows what's going on the island's end of things. I can only speak of what's going on my end. And what's going on my end is I will continue to put out these podcasts as long as Alex is sending them and he has animal friends and people he picks up on his radio. Thanks for continuing to listen. And now for the credits. Remy the Red Panda was not played by Sean Cowig, who is an actor, writer, producer, and improviser. He is a founding member of Dr. God, performing regularly at the Pack Theater in Hollywood, California. You can check out his animated show Hellden on Sci-Fi or his feature film Bloodsucking Bastards on Amazon Prime. He can be found online at seancowig.com or at seancowig on Instagram and Twitter. Miss Shell, the Lightfoot Crab, was not played by Celeste Pacouche, who is an actor, improviser, and dog painter who has trained and performed at Second City Chicago and LA, IO Chicago and LA, and the Annoyance Theater. She has appeared on numerous TV shows such as USA's Pearson and Epix's Get Shorty, as well as many national commercial spots. She is currently a series regular on Showtime's Work in Progress as Campbell, and you can find her on Instagram at CelestinClogs and on Twitter at CPacouche. And that's all about that. Ellie the Elephant was not played by actor, writer, and comedian Joy Mamie. She's trained and performed at every major improv and stand-up venue in LA, including UCB Impro, Groundlings, The Improv Flappers, and The Comedy Store. She's a main company member and also teaches improv at Comedy Sports LA. And you can follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Joy Mamie and see how show dates go at joymamie.com. Craig the Lobster was not played by me, Alex Denny. At the moment, I'm collaborating on a song with a friend of the show, Brent Trueblood, for comedian Joseph Cliff's hashtag Our 50 States project, where we will be crowdsourcing to finish Sufjan Stevens' abandoned project to make an album about every American state that coward. He abandoned it. Can you guess which state Brent and I picked? You would be able to guess it if you've listened to the show, maybe. You can learn more about Joseph and the project or even participate yourself on Twitter at JoeyTainment, and you can find more about me at alexdenny.com, on Twitter at AlexDennyActor, and on Instagram at TheAlexDenny. Our cover art is by Jeremy Rabb. You can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and Gmail at Island Life Pod, and we'd love it if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.